Andrei Pavlik has got flu-like symptoms, and so we determined that it'd best to keep him away from the team, and so that's what we did.
So he wasn't on your flight today?
He was on the flight today, yeah.
He was on the flight?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but it did not look good.
So it sounds like it's going to be Al Montoya tomorrow.
Well, we'll wait and see, but, you know, that possibly could happen. We got to wait and see on that situation.
Wouldn't you have to make a decision on another goalie?
Well, you know, this is all going to be determined here. You know, I'm not sure tonight or tomorrow or whatever. We'll see how he is and see how he's feeling and see whether he's able to back up if that's the case. We have to wait and kind of see how all that plays out.
Where is St. John's right now?
Don't know.
Okay. What are you looking for in the lines? You juggle them around a bit?
Well, I'm just trying to get some people going a little bit, you know. I think we're stuck a little bit. We're not creating a lot of offense. So right now what we're trying to do is just move some things around and see if it'll go, you know. Whether they are that way tomorrow will be determined tomorrow. You know, we'll want to take a look at them today and see how they look.
Today you had a lot of little lad and Wheeler. Is it like a old comfortable pair of shoes? Is it something you can rely on? You know, it feels good.
Well, possibly. You know, like it's you're just trying to sort through this stuff and trying to figure out, you know, what's working, what's not. You know, for a period of time, the lines were going, and now that they're not, so now we're trying to get. There's just not a lot of time to try to prepare. You've just got to try as quickly as you can to get things going the best you can. So that's what we're trying to do. Sometimes there's some chemistry and excitement that comes with being back together, and we're trying to create some of those things, and we'll see if that's the way it stays tomorrow.
You say if there's any update on Dustin Byfuglien?
Well, Dustin is still day-to-day, and will not be in the lineup tomorrow.
So you said that top line was minus all over the place last night. Is there a reason for their struggles at even strength that you can put your finger on, or is it, do you believe in such a thing called chemistry? Or?
Well, I think you can find chemistry. Chemistry is a very real thing with units, you know. And, you know, I'm well aware of their plus and minuses, or mostly their minuses. So if there's a reason for that, usually there are, and that's one of the reasons that you make changes, is that you try to make changes because either the minuses keep piling up and you can't have those things happen, so you move people around, or the chemistry goes from the line, you know. So, and that's where, to me, where they seem to be stuck. So we're going to make some changes.
So is there a more bothersome issue for you on that they're either not scoring or providing offense, or they've been faulty somehow defensively? Is one or the other more worrisome to you?
Well, there's a lot of things you have to look at. I mean, if you're talking, you know, you have to look at different things, you know. That there's bothersome things in a lot of areas, you know, either the balance of those players playing all on the same line, or do you move them? Are you helping them? Are you not? So there's a lot of things to look at. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and explain to you exactly what I see and get into detail of what it is that I'm thinking with that line. Right now, you know, I'm trying to help them in a lot of different ways, and I'm trying to allow them to help our team as well. So there's a lot of factors and a lot of things that I've got going on. I'm trying to sort through.
How different do you expect Ottawa be now that they don't have Spets in the lineup?
You know what? They've got Anderson clipping along at 950 save percentage. That's pretty good. And they play very, very simple and basic. And they'll be a good, solid, tight team. When I watch them play, they play a sound game in a lot of areas, you know. And when they have breakdowns, their goaltender really, really has helped them. And so I don't think it's going to change because they play us or here tomorrow. So
a lot of the chatter today has been about Pavlik's save percentage. Are you alarmed by his save percentage, or do you? How has he been playing in your eyes this year?
Well, Pavlik has had some streaks where he's been good and other streaks where he's been, you know, probably so-so, you know. But I think you get that not only in his game, but in our whole team game, you know. I mean, others have been the same. It's kind of hot and cold, you know. So I don't think he's a